short message, kind of a short message on the gospel, kind of, and then why we should be doing evangelism, and then kind of going into some of the practical ways to do it. And I want to kind of combine those things, what the gospel is, why we should be preaching it, and then how to do it. I'd like to kind of bring those three things together, those three elements, each day. So I'm going to start with sort of a gospel message, things that touching on certain aspects of the gospel, what we should be talking about when we're sharing the gospel, and then the importance of doing this, and then going into how to do it. And there's going to be times where I'm going to stop, and then I'm going to ask you, you just need to share with your neighbor next to you what you just heard. Narration. Amy is a, my wife is a master homeschooler, and one of the big things that she does in homeschooling is narration. The kids have to read, they have to study whatever thing that they're studying, and then they have to narrate back what they learned. And this is a huge tool in learning, and so I do not want to just speak at you while you all fall asleep and give some boring message, and then you forget everything that I just said. I want you to capture it. I want you to take notes if you can, because then you're going to have to turn to your neighbor and tell them what you just heard. So if you don't have anything to say to your neighbor, it's going to be really embarrassing. So turn with me to Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. And as I say, Luke chapter 16, many of you that know your Bibles well know the passage that we're going to. Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus and the rich man. And I'd like to just look at a couple of things in this passage and really, my main point here is we see in this passage attitudes in hell that should exist in the church. Attitudes in hell that should exist in the church. We have this story of this rich man who dies, he wakes up in hell. And all of a sudden, he has this evangelistic fervor that we should have. This evangelistic fervor that the church should have. And you see this attitude in hell, please send somebody to evangelize my brothers. If I'm in hell, my brothers, they're worse than I was. They're on this path to the same place I'm at right here. Please send somebody to preach to them. So you got this attitude in hell that should be really the attitude that we would have in the church, this attitude of God to share the gospel with everything that moves while there's still time. So let me read this passage and then go into some of the things. I think I'm just going to whole